The Church of Shi'ar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, welcomes you to this edition of Shi'ar Jashub. Today, we will be continuing a sermon in Pastor Greg Scalzo's series, Paul's Message to Agrippa. And when we left off in Acts chapter 26, Paul was recounting the Lord Jesus' words to him on the Damascus Road. "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads."
It's a narrow path, and God has to direct us and keep us on that narrow way. And when we try to go off our own way and we kick against the promptings, the urgings, the direction, the words of wisdom of God, the goad, we harm ourselves. We're headed for a path of destruction. The farmer is not going to let that ox go off and fall down the cliff. He's going to take and poke it to get it back on the road the right way. And so God deals with us. We saw Benici's life. We studied that several times back. Look what that girl went through in her life. You know, she winds up at the end, then the concubine of Vespasian, and she's the concubine of his son Titus. There's a rumor of an incestuous relation here, as all the Herods had between her and Agrippa. What a life that woman had. People go off into destruction. They go off on a way that God doesn't want them to go. Remember last time when we read his account in chapter 22, he said in verse 4, "I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering of the prisoners, both men and women." And he calls the belief by the Jewish believers in Jesus the way. Now, I know there's a cult today called the way. We're not talking about that. But in the book of Acts, many times believers, the faith of believers was called the way. And what is this way? What is this way that they were on? What was this path that they were on? Jesus says in John 14, 16, he says, "I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's hard for a Pharisee to accept. I have to go through this one. I want a Messiah that'll conquer the Romans, that'll lift up Israel to its glory as under Solomon. Now you're telling me this one died for my sins and I can't go to the Father except through him? That's the way. That's the only way. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our way is not good enough. That's why he said, "I felt I had to do many things against this name." This name of Jesus. Because it's saying that our way is not good enough. The name of Jesus receives such a reaction. The gospel of Jesus Christ receives such a reaction of anger from those who want to go their own way until we're broken, as Paul here is broken on the Damascus Road. God has to direct us. He urges us on the right path. And because he has supplied his way, the only way, there is no other way. Say that to some people in a conversation. If you're in a gathering and you tell people, you know, the only way to get to the Father, to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ, you may get a lot of people angry at you, right? I must yield to God's direction. He's provided the way. Paul, Saul, stop kicking. You're on a wrong path. You're going against God. You cannot keep revolting. And Paul, now faced with the risen Jesus, remember, he sees him. He sees the goodness. He sees the holiness. He sees the righteousness. And Paul, finally broken, melts and he yields. Remember, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 8, talking about the apostles that had seen Jesus, he says, "Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. God's grace, God's mercy. And from the very beginning, as this rabbi, this educated Jew, is broken, confronted by his Messiah, as he no longer kicks against the direction, as he yields his heart, as he accepts Jesus Christ, from the very beginning of Paul's salvation. Remember last time we talked about that Paul was set aside from his mother's womb? God foreknew him. With the salvation comes the commission. Verse 15, so I said, who are you, Lord? Remember, he's speaking to this audience. He's telling them his testimony. We should also be ready to give our testimony, how we were saved, to any and all who we speak to. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Again, he repeats it. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you. He sees him glorified, for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people, from the people implying the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. He appears to Paul. He says, I'm going to make you a minister, a servant, and you're going to witness both of the things which you've seen. He's seen the risen Jesus Christ, and the things which I will yet reveal to you. Paul will receive great revelation. That's why we have such great Christian teaching, doctrine in the letters of Paul. He says, I will deliver you from the Jewish people, your own people, it says in some of your translations, as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. So he's going to send them out as a minister. He's going to give him great revelation, but there's going to be persecution. Paul, you're going to suffer persecution. Tells him right from the very beginning. He doesn't sugarcoat it. When you accept Jesus Christ, you accept the full package of the way of what it means to be a Christian. You're going to have persecution, but I'm going to deliver you. God is a delivering God. I'm going to deliver you from your own people. I'm going to deliver you from the Gentiles. The Gentiles to whom I now send you. The target of the ministry for Paul will be the Gentiles. Will he preach to the Jews? Yes. He preached first to the Jews in his ministry and when he went into the towns. First to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. But the target of the ministry was the Gentiles. Think of it, a Jew of the Jews, a Pharisee of the Pharisees, who would bring this Jewish hope, this Jewish gospel to the Gentiles, to whom I now send you. Apostello, the verb is, from which we get the word apostle, to send out. Apostle, an apostle to the Gentiles. And you're going to be sent there to open their eyes. Now remember, who's listening to this? You have Festus, the Roman governor, the procurator, and the prominent men of Caesarea, many of whom are Gentiles. And he's telling them that the Messiah, this Jewish Messiah, tells him his mission is to go and open their eyes. This is boldness. You tell the governor, you know, you Gentiles need to have your eyes opened. But that's the words that Jesus gave him. And he speaks what? He speaks the truth. Open their eyes. They're blinded. In order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance, a place among those sanctified, set apart. Good definition of salvation, right? You notice the state of the unbelieving world. The unbelieving world is blind. This is why things go on the way they go on around us. The unbelieving world is blind. The unbelieving world is in darkness. That's why they love the things of darkness. The unbelieving world is under the power of Satan. They're under demonic control. They're not freed from that until they receive what? The gospel of Jesus Christ. The only thing that sets free is Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we're blind, we're under the power of the enemy, and we walk in darkness. But when we turn to Jesus Christ, we're in the light. Now we're under the power of God. We receive forgiveness of our sins, and we receive an inheritance. You know, many times the Jews were prideful because look at the inheritance God had given us. He gave promises to Abraham. He gave us an inheritance. We're a chosen people. This is our land. This is our God. This is our city. And God gave them all those things as an inheritance. The Messiah comes from the Jews. Salvation comes from the Jews. And God gave them that promise. But now these people who are so far off, they receive a place also. They receive an inheritance. They're brought in. What a different state. And he says, an inheritance among those sanctified, made holy, set apart to be made holy by what? Sanctified by what? What does it say? Sanctified by faith, Jesus says, in me. Faith in Jesus. That is the way. That is the only way. You're sanctified not by your works. Paul, you could have studied as a Jew every scripture from the moment you were born. But you're only set apart, you're only sanctified, you're only made holy by faith in Jesus Christ, not of our works. That is the way. And was not God's grace and mercy greatly poured out on Saul, who had persecuted the saints? 1 Timothy chapter 1, I think I read this last time, Paul said in verse 12, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. The love that God shows, the mercy that God shows. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, says Paul, the Pharisee, the rabbi. Poured out on Saul, mercy, sanctified, set apart by grace, by faith in Jesus Christ. And now he brings that message out to those in darkness, that they too may be saved. That's what I was, King Agrippa. That's what he tells him. This is what happened to me. And now this is what I became. Paul gives that testimony.
Listen to Pastor Greg Scalzo on the web at shiarjashub.org and watch the live streams of our Sunday service on the Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle YouTube channel.